Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are concerned about you. That's what they claim, right? Everything they do is for the public good, for the greater good. I intend to prove that is a lie. It's always been a lie, and it will always be a lie. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We are now firmly in a new week of turmoil, a new week of fabrications, and you don't need me to tell you. I'll let you hear Democrats in their own words, how they tell you stuff. You'll be able to figure it out. I'll help you. I'll give you some gentle nudges here and there. For example, over the weekend, they showed Biden playing golf. Really? And they touted it as something good. They wanted it to look at how vibrant he is. Look at how young he is. He's out playing golf. Not a care in the world. He's in control. You believe it? They had a photo op of him walking through a grave and of the fallen soldiers from Afghanistan, walking on the graves. Because again, they wanted to look as though he's young and he's vibrant. As the guy on CNN on the Undercover Project Veritas video said, we had to make him look like a young geriatric. They didn't have to make Trump look like anything. He is a young geriatric. Trump looked like he's 50. He may still be aging in reverse. Biden, one foot on the grave, another on a banana peel. And where's his VP? She's supposed to be taking care of the border situation. Have you heard the audio or seen the video of her talking about what she would do as president if the border situation was the way she did? And then she's done nothing. She's been put in charge of the border, and it's worse. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Rome is burning, and Biden supposedly golfs, and it's a good thing. But when Trump golfed, it was Armageddon. How dare he? He should be taking care of the nation's business. And Biden, he's young and robust. Trump, well, look at him. He's feeble. He's demented. He's unhinged. That's when you know Biden's probably dying, is when they prop him up like a weekend at Bernie's trying to pretend that he golfs. Hey, by the way, how is his golf game? Can we see his swing? Can we see video of his golf game instead of just still pictures? Maybe it'll be more believable. At least a GIF, something with a little bit of movement to it. They don't want us to see Mr. Magoo out there trying to find his ball. Can you imagine Joe Biden bending over to place the ball on a tee with his shaking, you know, he can't even get the ball to stay on the tee? Don't even imagine the swing and what it would do to his back. Do they have Biden stand-ins at Hollywood Extras? They better get Spielberg in there because you wouldn't want to see the reality of it. And, folks, we're just talking about a golf game. That's just staging a golf game. We're talking about staging a walk through a cemetery. Staging. Why can't we see these guys doing regular stuff? And look, every president stages, I get it. But the most reality-based president in the history of modern history has been Donald Trump. Forget the cameras. Forget the script. I don't need your teleprompter. I'll tell you the way it is. With Biden, there is nothing that is not orchestrated. Everything's orchestrated. Liars. Leftists. By the way, are you keeping score? You and me, one home. Socialist Bernie Sanders, three homes. You and me, one home. Marxist and BLM co-founder, Con Colors, three homes and counting. She may not even know how many homes she has. By the way, did you guys hear what she had to say in answering how she had so many homes? You'll get a kick out of this.
Also a critique, though, from the left that would say If you are a trained Marxist, if we're talking about a certain kind of radical politic, that extravagant homes of any sort or multiple properties of any sort is itself contradictory to the ideology that you hold. And so it's not about having money per se, but that it's about or about property per se, but it's about there being a potential contradiction between your expressed politics and your lived practice.
Sure, and I think that is a critique that is wanting, and I say that because the way that I live my life is in direct support to Black people, including my Black family members, first and foremost. And for so many Black folks who are able to invest in themselves and their community, they choose to invest in their family. And that's what I've chosen to do. I have a child. I have a brother that has severe mental illness that I take care of. I support my mother. And I support many other family members of mine. And so I see my money as not my own. I see it as my family's money as well.
Biggest crock of horse crap I've ever heard in my life. That critique is wanting. See, this is what I tell you folks all the time, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Make leftists live their ideology. See, this is a woman who wants to espouse Marxism, hates capitalism. Oh, by the way, do you know what Black Lives Matter says? It is not about family. It finds the core family racist. But what does she say she's about? She's about supporting directly Black people. And the best way to directly support Black people is to support her family members. She's able to invest in herself. Her investment is in her family, not in your family. She says, I have a child. Just out of curiosity. Curiosity, do any of you have children? My hand is up. She says, I have a brother. He's mentally disabled or whatever. Anybody got somebody like that in your family? I have a mother. Huh. Interesting. Most of the time, mothers don't need the help of their daughters. But if they do, congratulations. It ain't nothing new. Con colors. I have many family members, she says, I take care of. And so the money that she gets from people who think they're supporting the movement are supporting her family. That's where we're at here. And she rationalizes it. And listen to how she says it. She wants it to sound intelligent. Well, surely you can see that what I'm doing is different than what you're talking about here. So what, I'm ripping off my organization for personal gain? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are concerned about you, right? They care. Yeah, they care. They care about the pandemic, the scamdemic, and it's about public health, right? They care about guns. It's about public health, right? Yeah, they care about your well-being, your company, your ability to get a job, all of it, right? Anything that makes you feel comfortable that they're on top of it, they care about it. And big government's going to take care of it. Same way they did during the time of Marxism when people died in droves. The government said, just came in and took over people's companies. You know what they did? They drove people bankrupt and then they said, we'll take care of you. Does it look familiar, America? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Think Democrats care about the loss of massive businesses that they orchestrated with this scamdemic?
Do you think they're going to make the real perpetrator pay, China, who we know released this virus? Do you think there's going to be any recompense to the American public or anybody else that a lab in Wuhan, China, unleashed this on the world, destroyed world economies, whether they did it legitimately or not? In other words, whether it's a scam or not, somebody should be made to pay. If you release a virus out of your lab and it goes around the world, shouldn't you be made to pay for it? Or at least partially? You think Democrats care about the uptick in suicides? You think Democrats care about the uptick in homelessness or the uptick in despair that they've created with their lies and their deceit? You think they care about the uptick in anger? Are you seeing it? Do you know that Minneapolis is on lockdown? Minneapolis might as well be Fallujah. It should be a city in Iraq. It's got National Guard troops. And oh, by the way, Maxine Waters is exciting violence against police and the National Guard, and people are throwing soup cans at them. And the Democrats mocked Donald Trump when he talked about how Antifa does stuff. They actually mocked him. You don't believe me?
Tiger, you have been out here. Have you been out here the last couple of days?
Yeah. Well, I've been here all four nights. I'm just standing here today with soup for my family.
And then they have cans of soup. Soup. And they throw the cans of soup. That's better than a brick because you can't throw a brick. It's too heavy. But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right? And if it hits you, that's worse than a brick because it's got force. It's the perfect size. It's like made perfect. And when they get caught, they say, no, this is just soup for my family.
And we're just, you know, watching all of this unfold. It's very unfortunate.
You're not planning on using that, are you, throwing it at the police?
Like I said, it's for my family.
Literally for your family. Yeah. All right.
And then the media says, this is just soup. These people are very, very innocent. They're innocent people. These are just protesters.
Well, Trump stokes fear with bizarre stories about mysterious people on a plane emerging from the dark shadows, preying on the defenseless masses with bags of soup.
Whoa, cans of soup, thugs on airplanes wearing black uniforms, people you've never heard of who were in the dark shadows. Fell from our president. He's just got these ideas.
I'm just standing here today with soup for my family.
Bags of soup.
For my family.
By the way, what you can't see in that audio is the guy winking at the camera as he's talking about having his can of soup. See, the Democrats know what these guys are doing, but they're there to protect you. An Apple store got burned down in Minneapolis. We got cities at the ready. But as I said, Minneapolis is on lockdown. But do you think that's the only city that the Democrats are planning anarchy? No freaking way. They've got Black Lives Matter and Antifa paid and ready to go. Here's what Patrice the Con Colors said about her organization and as she rationalizes what they do. But here's something else that she said that is of note about Black Lives Matter.
But when you all got the $90 million, immediately people said, hey, wait a minute, we need a slice of this. We saw activists in Ferguson, for example, Tori Russell and Mike Brown Sr. say, hey, we need $20 million as a restorative act. We're not asking for something. This is what we are owed based on what we contributed to the movement and what our needs are for our organizations right at ground zero. When you hear critiques like that and demands like that, how do you make sense of them? How do you respond to them?
I think it's hard. I want to remind people that we just got this money 6-8 months ago, not that long ago. And in that time, we've been able to distribute dollars really quickly. And I do want to say that, you know, our community members do need resources. Our community members do need support. Black Lives Matter, while we are a grant-making body and an action, think tank, we are not a charity. We are a power-building body. And so it's important that people understand the difference between a charity and a power-building body.
Are you paying attention, America? Black Lives Matter got $90 million, and they're giving out grants
to organizations so that they can build more power. You wonder why black-related issues are at the forefront every day? This is it. By the way, I'm gonna chastise a few people. So I started a charity, got a few $100,000 to get it going, and the people that supported it, it's funny because it's almost like they think you can fight a battle with I'm throwing rocks at people with guns, and people think you can fight with that little bit of money. Black Lives Matter, a terrorist organization, got $90 million. Do you believe that there is a conservative group out there who would say, hey, Kevin, I see you mounting an amazing campaign that is pro-American, for example, Unhyphenated America. That's a group that we run on, unhyphenatedamerica.org. We're going to give you $20 million to go spread the goodness of America, the American spirit, and counter Black Lives Matter. Do you believe that there's a charity out, a group of people out there who say, let's do that? Well, let me tell you, if they exist, I don't know where they are. I'm pretty easy to find. But this terror group that can go out and menace and kill people and talk about roasting cops as pigs in a blanket, roasting like bacon, got $90 million, and the founder took it upon herself to take a fat enough salary and enough money out to go buy 3 homes and looking at others. In other words, she can plan for the future of that organization, because not only did they get the $90 million, I guarantee you there's more money lined up to give them. And if you think it isn't your money, you're insane. They're getting your money. These people are donating to them, whether it's tax exempt or however, and they're getting your money. But they're doing us a favor, right? It's all for the greater good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking about his phone call with members of George Floyd's family.
We just talked to them. I want to know how they were doing, just personally. We talked about personal things.
Biden telling reporters he waited until the jury in the Derek Chauvin trial was sequestered. He said he can only imagine the pressure and anxiety family members are feeling. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, plans to introduce a resolution to censure Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters for comments she made over the weekend in Minnesota. Waters telling demonstrators in Brooklyn, Minnesota, they need to get more confrontational. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying these sorts of comments need to be condemned by all.
I think it's wrong. I think we should condemn violence from any political perspective, whether right-wing, left-wing, or no wings at all.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. A reported data breach at Geico is putting many customers' driver's license information at risk. A filing with the California Attorney General's office says the security lapse that lasted from January 21st to March 1st left an unspecified number of customers' information exposed to hackers. The insurance company warning the fraudsters could use the information to apply for bogus unemployment benefits in customers' names. Geico is offering customers a free one-year subscription to the theft protection software Identity Force in response to the hack. Biden cabinet officials are pushing lawmakers to pass the president's infrastructure plan. Testifying before the Senate, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Congress must take urgent action to address the climate crisis, or it will continue to get far worse.
We see the American Jobs Plan as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to meet this consequential moment and to win the future for the country that we all serve.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are concerned about you, aren't they? 22 people shot in Chicago, 2 killed, including a 7-year-old girl. And none of them by police. But they rioted in Chicago over the death of Dante Wright, who, by the way, shouldn't have been shot and killed. The woman, the cop thought she pulled out her taser. Accidentally shot the guy, manslaughter, family should probably get money. Even though Dante was resisting arrest and got himself killed, he shouldn't have been killed. He should have been tased, right? We can all agree with that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. It's a pragmatic approach to things. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. But Democrats care. Every single day, and particularly on the weekends, more black people are killed by other black people than anything else. And Democrats say Black Lives Matter. They tell you that you need to wear a mask. I'll talk to you about the mask here in a bit. They tell you how they want to make the world a safer place for you by not making the world a safer place for you. It's all talk. This fraud that is going on with Wu Flu, and the idea that they want to protect us, has gone on long enough. How many 47-year-old people do you know die from the Wu Flu? I don't know very many. I've looked at the statistics across the entire timeline, you know, the line of, or I should say, you know, age line. And if you're over 80 years old, Wu Flu is definitely a concern, as is the flu. I gave you the statistics the other day. The number of flu cases is down. 1,422 flu cases this year. Normally, there's 38 million. I mean, I don't know the actual numbers. Maybe that was a joke statistic. But go look at it. Here's what I can guarantee you. The number of flu cases is down dramatically. Right now, one of my buddies, his name is Kevin, too. He's debating, does he have Wu Flu or does he have the flu? He's got a temperature, but he hasn't lost his sense of smell. You know, blah, blah, blah. We don't know. I guarantee if he goes get tested, they'll say, you got the Wu Flu, and he probably just has a flu. Who knows? Because these days, everything's the Wu Flu. But there was a legal analyst, I want to talk about her for just a second. She bragged about getting the shot. They call her a celebrity legal analyst. Her name is Midwin Charles. She died after receiving the Pfizer COVID vaccine. And here's what Investment Watch wrote. She joins thousands of other people who have reportedly died in the days and weeks after getting their experimental COVID-19 vaccinations. She passed away at the age of 47. A regular contributor to CNN and MSNBC, she received her first dose of Pfizer's experimental mRNA vaccine on March 1st and was quick to promote the vaccines on social media. On Twitter, Charles boasted about the efficiency of the vaccination process and encouraged others to line up and do their part, saying, "Let's do it." No doubt, CNN will report her death as a coincidence, while encouraging others to keep taking the COVID euthanasia shots. Let's do this. Woohoo! You guys know I've been asking this question on my show and everywhere else, but do you think that the Fed would tell you the truth about the effectiveness of this vaccine or the real death rates from it or the life-altering things that occur because of it, a.k.a. side effects? The article provided a little bit of data. Here's what they said. In the first 3 months since launching the COVID vaccines, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting has recorded over 222 cases of anaphylactic shock after administration of the COVID vaccines. A person may suffer anaphylaxis within seconds or minutes after they're exposed to something their body is allergic to. And, it, you know, of course, it's a life-threatening situation with allergic reactions, etc. Now, they say many people have no idea what their bodies are allergic to or whether they're allergic to one of the many chemicals in the vaccine. So according to the Mayo Clinic, anaphylactic shock causes your immune system to release a flood of chemicals that can cause you to go into shock. Your blood pressure drops suddenly and your airways narrow, blocking breathing. If anaphylaxis isn't treated right away, it can be fatal. And according to media posts, Midwin Charles carried an EpiPen to her vaccine appointments as a precaution. After praising the vaccination, she admitted that she was deathly allergic to peanuts. She said she carried an EpiPen to the vaccination just in case she went into shock. And they had encouraged it. But she didn't suffer an anaphylactic shock up front, but her body did experience mild symptoms like fatigue and soreness in the arm. And on her Instagram account, she did report a more serious symptom, shortness of breath, and that was a sign of more serious issues to come. And ultimately, kaput. Let me tell you what her death is related to, folks. It's related to a rushed vaccine. And while President Trump can give himself credit for avoiding all the red tape, and that's fine, they still needed to do more human trials. A vaccine was given to a healthy person who would have fared better, obviously, getting the disease. Her death and that of countless of others, thousands of people, who knows how many it will be, because they're quick to give us the 560,000 people who have died. But those, the death of all these people rests on the shoulders of this fraud, Dr. Fauci, and the leftist minions who support this scamdemic, well, fraud. I suggest that alternative media like my show and others report on the deaths of people like Midwin Charles. Find others who've had adverse effects of this, because I'm going to tell you, when you see the pictures of these people with the rashes and the palsy and their life changed and people are talking about my husband's no longer the same or my wife is completely different, if you showcase these things, these people will finally have to come to grips with the lies, because it's all lies. You don't believe me? Midwin, just talk with Midwin What's-Her-Face. I love this next one. Oh, well, here's another WuFlu vaccine update. This came out, this guy tweeted this. If the FDA started halting meds with a 1 in 7 million risk of death, there would be no antibiotics. This is not Botox. This is a life-saving vaccine. Pause it in a group where, I don't know, he's using abbreviations, where clustered and inform the rest of the public and let them decide. So he's touting this article saying that only 1 in 7 million people are dying from the WHO flu. So what's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal. Because you can file this under I told you so, but doctors all over the world are now warning against the WHO flu vaccine. And not long ago, the first person who died after getting the WHO flu vaccine, who died from WHO flu, just recently occurred. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, because I think more people are dying when they get the shot, they still get the WHO flu and die. But according to the CDC, 75 million Americans have been vaccinated. 5,800 contracted the WHO flu after being vaccinated, and 74 of them have died. So for them, that's not that big of a deal. It's 1 in 1,000,000 chance of you getting the shot, catching the WHO flu, and dying. Now, the vaccine's supposed to save you. So in other words, for at least 74 people, no harm, no foul. Just should have gotten the WHO flu. But apparently these are acceptable numbers for the perpetrators of this ruse. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe any of the numbers. I believe fewer people have gotten the shot than the 75 million they tell us have. I believe more than 5,800 have contracted the virus despite getting the shot. And I doggone Skippy believe that many more of them have died, whether they got the shot after getting the shot and supposedly being immune, they died. That's what I believe. The death of a University of Cincinnati student one day after he received the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine is now being investigated. John Foley, 21, found by his roommates after he was inoculated just 2 days before the U.S. recommended a pause in the uses of this shot and report amid reports of blood clots. It's not just blood clots that are killing people. It's all kinds of things. Anyway, we'll talk more about this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The only way to describe what Fauci and many others are doing in this government around this Wu Flu scam is gross malpractice. In fact, I would even go as far as to call it manslaughter. But see, what they don't want you to know is that they have this term they use in government called acceptable losses. And as leftists like to say, it's all for the greater good. Yeah, taking guns away is for the greater good. Telling people that something is safe when it's not is for the greater good. Spreading a panic among the population about
a virus that is real, but is no more real than the flu, and grabbing all this money and changing the way society works, well, it's for the greater good. Depends on who is defining the greater good. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Gross malpractice. A 21-year-old kid dies 2 days after getting a shot. He never should have gotten the shot in the first place. This shot is so removed from killing 21-year-olds that it's pathetic. But you know what you know who's getting this shot? A bunch of our youth. See, you and I, smarter people, older people are going, no way. For the record, I've already had the Wu flu. And I'll tell you this. If you fight it like the flu, it fights back hard. But if you recognize that you have it and you do the basic stuff, it's easily beatable. It's so beatable that many of you have had it, and call it and let me know what your experience has been. But many of you have had it, and all you that happened was you lost your sense of smell or your sense of taste. One of my friends goes, I had it, man. I lost my sense of taste. And he goes, when am I going to get it back? That was it. I said, well, probably 3 weeks. So he's counting the days when he can taste his food again. Some of us have lost people to it. But we've lost people to cancer and other stuff too. This is so amazing to me. I sensed this at the beginning, and I said it on the show a year plus ago. This is different. Something's going on here. But I didn't think it would get to this level, to where people became minions. And you know who's most scared? 20-somethings. Yep, this kid was safe for not getting this death stick full of who knows what, but the government panicked him into getting a shot. All these Gen Z youngsters out there getting a shot of stuff that they have no clue what it is, altering their DNA. But here's an article by a guy, his name is Brian Shohavy. He says, in an effort to combat big pharma, corporate media, and big tech censorship, doctors around the world are frantically trying to warn the masses of the devastating effects of the experimental COVID vaccines about to be mass injected into the unsuspecting public, assisted by military forces around the world. I just heard that the European Union is going to require some passport for you to go to Europe. I won't go. He says, these people have nothing to gain and much to lose, including their careers, possibly even their lives. But there's a worldwide effort to get the truth out about this scamdemic. And these scientists are determined to set the record straight on this so-called cure being proposed by the New World Order Reset Team, determined to alter the DNA of everybody on this planet. But what's next is even more sinister than leftists want you to know. And they go on to say this. Why are they doing this? Why are these doctors and professionals being censored so much if the new COVID vaccines are in fact safe and effective? What is it that the media and the government are hiding that they don't want the public to know? They are doing this because they are doctors and scientists who actually understand the real science here and who know the devastating potential consequences of those who choose to get this very toxic and dangerous vaccine, and they are trying to save as many people as possible from the carnage this vaccine is going to cause, which will include death, brain injuries, lifelong autoimmune disease, infertility, and more. Don't expect to see this on the warning label, folks, when you go in to get your shot. And this article gave links to references, and we posted this. We posted it. The links. They're talking about boosters. They gave multiple places where these doctors are renowned, world renowned. These are not paid off doctors. So, you know, read it for yourself. Now I want to move on because I want to show you what they're talking about with respect to the mask. There was a story that came out that said there were millions of counterfeit masks had been seized by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials since the start of the scamdemic. But he said, but the last few months, they've seen an exponential increase in counterfeit mask seizures. They said, the mask is the most visible symbol of this pandemic. Leonard told CNN, counterfeiters look into taking advantage of this situation. These are counterfeit N95 respirators, etc. Let me just break this to you. This is a story to make you believe that there's good mask and there's not. Your mask needs, you need to be vigilant with your mask. Wear it and make sure it's properly sealed. It needs to have the seal of approval. Remember I was doing that Well Health building thing? We talked about that the other day. This mask will need to have the seal of approval of a governmental agency that approves your mask and lets you know that it's all safe. Don't get a counterfeit mask. They want you. That's to drive the idea that masks are important. And they're so important that we're confiscating the bad ones so that you will always have a good one. And there'll be oversight to make sure that you can always be safe wearing your mask. Safe going into the building. Safe going into your club. Safe going into your home. There'll be a passport and a checkpoint and all these different things. And we'll be able to let you know that we're protecting you. We're the government and we're here to protect. You believe it? Yeah. 34 million counterfeit masks have been confiscated. And they're going to give you the update. And they're going to tell you all the time, more people are trying to do counterfeit masks. As if the mask you're wearing is legit. As my buddy says, can you smell bacon when you're cooking that mask? Because if you can, then that mask isn't helping you. But let me go further. Did you hear about a peer-reviewed study done by Stanford University that demonstrates beyond a reasonable doubt, I'm reading this, that face masks have absolutely zero chance of preventing the spread of COVID-19? It was posted on the National Center for Biotechnological Information government website. The NCBI is a branch of the National Institute of Health. Now, you would think this study would get out there, right? Let me just say this. I am a pretty smart guy. Maybe even in some aspects of my life, I'm brilliant. But I don't need Stanford University or the National Center for Biotechnological Information to tell me that a mask that I'm wearing, that I can smell my dog's farts, I can smell bacon cooking, I can smell the flowers, I can smell when you take a dump, I can smell anything through it is being effective in stopping a virus. I don't need anybody to tell me that. See, I have a power called common sense and reasoning that I developed by the time I was 8 years old, and I could weed through the BS. Nobody in the media is reporting that Stanford University did a study, posted it on the National Center for Biotechnological Information, an offshoot of the NIH, that said your mask is not effective at all. And nor will they post anything that tells you that if you continue to restrict your breathing, it is going to make your body react differently and you are killing yourself. It's like being 600 pounds. You want to walk around carrying that weight. You know what you do? You have to make it tougher for your lungs to breathe. And so you do this. Well, effectively, why don't you just carry a 200-pound person on your back? It's ridiculous, folks. Counterfeit mask. The counterfeit mask is the mask you wear every single day. Whatever they have you going into a store with, it's protecting you against nothing. It's a ruse. And it's time that we wake up. You want to get woke? Get woke about the things that matter. And this is one of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.